The holidays are here, and that means one thing, presents.
That's right, time for gifts. And 'tis better to give than to receive, and why not this year? If you have any friends or a loved one who has just had a baby.
Yes, or a small pet.
Or a small pet. It might fit weird on a small pet.
It might, but get it anyway. It's the We Had This Onesie. It's available to you at MaxFunStore.com. Get it now.
Get it now.
You got it.
You got this.
You get this.
You had this.
Bye. Hello, I'm Hal Lublin.
And I'm Mark Gagliardi.
Since the dawn of humanity, one issue has gone unsettled. With the fate of the world in the balance, we're here to settle once and for all.
Best deadly sin.
That's right. Don't worry, everyone. We got this.
Podcasts should have a theme song.
Podcasts should not have a theme song.
Yes, they should.
No, they shouldn't.
They sound good.
Yeah, but people are just going to skip past it.
You know what?
You're right. We got this.
Folks, we're about to get sinful.
That's
up
right.
In here.
Congregation. I'm here to talk to you today about the seven deadly sins. Can I get a little more organ, Hal? Give it up for Hal on the organ, everybody.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about seven sins today. Seven deadly sins. Organist Hal, what are those seven deadly sins? Here, I'll take
over
at the
organ.
Oh, you
want me to say the words?
Oh. We got lust. Gluttony. Greed. We got a sloth. We got wrath. Envy. And pride.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you seven deadly sins.
Hal, do any of these strike your fancy?
I just like the pictures. I'm on BibleInfo.com.
Hal did send me a link to some pretty damning portraits of the seven deadly sins. It's almost like they get a bum rep.
Look, some of these aren't so bad.
Now, you know what I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
Would you like to know the history of the seven deadly sins?
I would love to know the history of the seven deadly sins.
All right. Well, it actually began much earlier than the Catholic Church with Evagrius of Pontus, who was a Greek monastic theologian who drew up a list of eight offenses and wicked human passions. And they were... Mm-hmm. Some of them are the same. This is where the list originates.
Okay.
And then it's been tweaked through the years.
The fat got cut. I can't wait to see what was okay.
These are in order of increasing I may want to write these down because this is in order of increasing seriousness. At different times, different ones have been deemed to be less, like, they're the crime that particular town's not going to prosecute.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you know, They like to go down and shoot their guns out by the old barn. It's technically illegal, but you know, everybody does it.
All right. So we're going to go low to high.
This is low to high according to Evagrius of Pontus.
Sure. You had me at Evagrius.
They are, many of them are the same.
Yep.
One of these words I'm going to need to look up.
Okay.
Because I do not know what it means.
Hmm.
We'll look it up in a second. They are in order of increasing seriousness.
Okay, so the lowest. Slap on the wrist.
Gluttony.
Yeah.
Yeah. Overindulge every once in a while.
Sure.
That's slap on the wrist. Next, gluttony of a different sort. Lust.
Okay.
The next.
Gluttony of the flesh.
Avarice.
Okay.
Greed. This is order of increasing seriousness. And this is where it gets slightly different. Sadness.
Oh, yeah.
Sadness,
how dare,
was a deadly sin that was worse than gluttony, lust, and greed.
Did they just
you can be the greediest, most sex crazed, like gourmand, but as long as you're not sad, you're fine.
If you walk by any ancient Greek, they're like, why don't you give us a smile? Come on, you got such a pretty smile. Why don't you smile for us? While you eat those five turkey legs and be with those people, you know, carnally. Give us a little smile while you count your money.
Yeah, don't do that worst of that list of things.
Yeah.
Now, this is the things that are worse than sadness.
Mm.
Anger.
Yeah, wrath.
That is, I imagine that would be wrath.
Same, yeah.
Now, look this word up. Acedia. A-C-E-D-I-A. This okay. might be wrath. Oh, no, no, it's not. You know what it is? This is interesting. It goes into it down here.
Yeah.
Acedia, from the Greek Acadia, or not to care, is spiritual sloth.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. That
just is being interesting. Like, you know, I guess intellectually incurious or
being meh.
Spiritually lazy. Yeah. Being meh.
So it's being sad is bad. What's worse than that is being meh.
Yeah. And in between is anger.
Mm.
And then vainglory. And finally, pride. The worst thing you can be is proud. Like if I said to you, Hal,
yeah,
I'm proud of you. One of us is going to hell. I don't know if I just damned you to hell. Or if I'm damning myself. I don't know. The phrase, either. I'm proud of you, has always been an odd phrase to me.
Why is that?
Because if you have something to be proud of.
Yes.
That seems a more apt phrase. Hal, you really have something to be proud of.
I'm proud of it. Yes.
As opposed to me saying, I'm proud of you. That's me somehow taking some of your.
Oh, you think of it that way?
You know what I mean? Like.
I think of it as. This thing, which I normally would reserve just for myself,
mm-hmm.
I'm sharing with you because you've filled me with pride.
Yeah, but it's not
just
about me.
Just to know you.
I'm proud of you. To
Mark,
me,
it is in this moment. I'm the one who's proud. For goodness sake.
Yeah, it feels like I'm proud of you is like, like I should let you have – like you have pride. I just want to recognize that you have reason to be proud of something.
Sounds like a little envy to me. Your envy is somebody else's pride. Hmm.
All right. Evagrius saw the escalating severity of the crimes as representing increased fixation on the self.
Okay.
That was his thing, was that these are fixation on the self, meaning the worst is pride. Now, in the late 6th century, Pope Gregory the Great reduced the list to 7 items, not the 7 deadly sins that we know,
yeah.
with a few tweaks. Folded vainglory and pride into one.
Yeah.
Acedia into sadness. So sadness and meh got put together.
Yeah.
And adding envy as one. Envy was not in that initial rank.
Okay.
His ranking of the sin's seriousness was based on the degree from which they offended against love. So he did his most serious to least serious. And that's pride, envy, anger, sadness, avarice, gluttony, and lust. That was his list. And then in the 17th century, the church replaced the vague sin of sadness
yeah.
with sloth.
Right.
And that was how we got the 7 deadly sins as we have them now. Sorry for that extended history lesson. But I do think it's interesting that both the originator of the list and the original tweaker of the list, they've both viewed pride as the worst.
That's the worst one.
Yeah. Gregory the Great, I don't know if I said this before, his were based on the degree from which they offended against love, which is sort of the same thing as moving closer and closer to the self and farther away from the selflessness of love. Right?
Gotcha.
Which is why pride is... number one on both of their lists.
Right. But also give us a smile, toots.
Yeah.
It's right in the middle. Right in the middle of all of it. Look.
Yeah, they both had sadness on the list. Like, man, they had a different understanding of mental illness back then.
Yeah, maybe they need some Humira.
Yeah, right?
Isn't Humira for depression or is that for a blood pressure?
No, Humira's for everything, actually.
Humira's for
everything. Seriously.
Common cold.
I have seen commercials. I never showed you this video I made. I made a supercut of – this is funny that you mentioned that. I made a supercut once of Humira commercials because they all tell you that they're for something different. One says it's for IBS. One says it's for restless leg syndrome. One says it's for – like I think it's like what it does is one specific thing like – you know, like back at the terminal, it changes one thing back at the terminal.
Yeah.
So all the flights are a little different.
I thought it's just if you have a muscle somewhere that's out of control.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, Humira's whole thing is we don't care what you have. Just take Humira.
Yeah. Hey, what could it hurt?
Yeah. Like it would be like Advil because, yeah, it stops pain. So Advil could be like, hey, did you drop a hammer on your head and it hurts? Take Advil.
Yeah.
Hey, you got cancer? Take Advil. Like, sure, all of these have pain as part of all of these. Yeah, Humira is just the wonder drug. Watch the commercials, dude.
Hey, let's watch the movie Major Pain. Did you say pain? Come have some Advil. It's great. It's perfect to take while you're watching that movie.
Oh, God.
So what are we trying to figure out here? Are we looking for the one that's the most fun to have? Or are we looking for the one that's is the best is deadly sin the worst one?
Well, there's an adverb built into it. Do we look for the deadliest?
Which is, oh, yeah. Well, how about which of these is the best way to die? Is that it? Like eat yourself to death? Lust yourself to death? Wink.
Like if they are deadly, the idea being that if these sins are deadly, then which one would be the most fun to die from?
Maybe that's part of it. I think that should be one of them. Is like which of
deadliest?
The
deadliest. So those are our categories.
Most tolerable. The deadliest.
I think these are our criteria. Most fun to die from.
Sure.
Actually deadliest.
Actually deadliest.
And
maybe which one is the
least hurtful?
Least hurtful.
Yeah. And which one's the most hurtful?
And which one's the most hurtful?
Yeah.
Is that deadliest, though?
I feel like that's pride is the most hurtful if the two people who created the list have already determined that if the whole idea of these is that the further you get from love, the worse it gets, and pride being the furthest, that's the worst one. So that won't be as fun to try and figure out the worst one.
Right.
It'll be more fun to figure out the most innocuous one.
Yeah. I think it's like if somebody was like, you're suffering from one of the seven deadly sins and you're like, I don't have any Humira to take. So I'm just going to roll with it. Which one would be the easiest to roll with, to deal with?
So there's that one. So that's a criteria.
Yeah.
The funniest way to die is a criteria.
Yeah.
And I think we can do these by criteria, pick a winner for each of them.
And then they face off.
And then the third one is deadliest, actually deadliest.
Okay.
All right.
That's fair.
So let's start.
Can I tell you what each of these are represented by on this website?
Oh, no.
On BibleInfo.com? Because they're all made of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fire is making if you were living fire and you were making different shapes of things. I'm going to give you each one. The pride one is straight up the lion from Liberty Mutual. like no question. They just ganked that, which has got to be one of these. Maybe greed. And it's made out of fire. Then envy is an emoji where it's the two parentheses and then the straight line, like the dash. But then the eyes are the carrots. So they're like somebody's going, ooh, oh, so envious.
Yeah. Okay.
Wrath is the Shazam lightning bolt. Again. Stolen. Yeah.
You remember that movie where the kid turned into Zach Levi and then he killed all those people?
Yeah. Then, that movie revolves around the seven deadly sins. They're the villains.
Yeah.
Along with Savannah. Sloth is a bed. Somebody's in it. You can tell because there are three Z's.
Sure.
They're getting bigger as they get further away.
Because you know what? People, like, nothing's going to send you to hell faster than getting your full eight.
They designed it wrong because the biggest Z is furthest away. And the Doppler effect would tell us that it's the other way around. When you're closer to the source, that's where the big Z should be.
Oh.
Then the greed is the
fake. Oh, you're such an idiot.
You know the
That's so dumb. But now I'm thinking back to every example of three Z's I've ever seen.
The biggest one is
And the biggest
to the
one
mouth.
Is I always see the biggest one farther away, so it's like vaguely shaped like a speech bubble.
Oh, that's a mistake though. They shouldn't do that. They should do it the way I said because it makes more
sense. No, the way you said absolutely makes sense and I'm so mad at you.
Maybe this person is sleeping with their head where the feet go because they're afraid of a boogeyman.
That's fair.
Because if a boogeyman
is that one of the pictures?
Hates feet. They hate feet. I can sort of see there might be a boogeyman creeping up over the top like Kilroy, like, I was here and I'm going to get you unless your feet. The greed is the Facebook like thumb, except the hand is just holding a bag with a dollar sign on it.
Sure.
Which that could be anything.
Yeah.
That could be someone paying off a loan. That could be Robin Hood's.
Yeah. A bag of money that's on fire in a weird pit of hell logo is.
Yeah.
I think that's the logo for Bitcoin, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's the Bitcoin logo.
That's the website, bitcoin.com, where you go buy Bitcoins.
Yeah.
I don't know how cryptocurrencies work.
The lust is the pair of lips from those Twizzler commercials in the 80s. But it's not doing – I think it's supposed to be going like – but it just looks like it's going like this. Ooh.
Yeah. Maybe it was going, oh, 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 and it's the lips from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Science fiction.
Is it bad that the like fourth grader in me when it's like, this is what's drawn inside the lust thing. I was like, man, I could have drawn a better thing than a pair of lips.
You're right. You could have and should have. The last one I saved is gluttony, which is a cupcake, but it looks like a cupcake that was put in a gravy boat. And there's one little like flame flicker, like somebody stuck, like lit a birthday candle and pushed it all the way in. So just the wick is out.
Or the candle's just been burning there and they're singing the longest version of Happy Birthday ever written.
It's somebody.
There's like nine verses deep. Like, guys, I did not know Happy Birthday had verses.
Or it's just somebody like an English nobility with a really long name.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Edward Jacob Jonathan Hampshire.
Lord of Cornwall, Lord of the Realm, Lord of Tiberia. Oh my God.
Scourge of Moldavia. Happy birthday to ya. Please, the cupcake's about to burn. Happy birthday.
Were you at Jean Grey's church, the Church of the Infinite You?
Never went.
I used to love going in New York. It was amazing.
Yeah.
But it was somebody's birthday in the congregation once. And so the crowd started to sing happy birthday. And Jean shut that down. Shut that down and scolded us. She was like, how dare you? In my church, how dare you sing that? Happy birthday. Happy. And we're like, of course she would get mad at us for singing the uncool version of the happy birthday song because she's the world's coolest person.
Yeah. She's so damn cool.
Oh, she's so cool.
It's frightening. Let's take a break.
We haven't even talked about them yet.
We will.
How long have we been going?
For 17 minutes. Look.
We're taking our break early.
We're taking a break. This is not going to take too long. I think we know the answer. It's a flaming cupcake. You know what it is? I figured it out. The mouth is trying to blow out the flame on the cupcake. It's going to blow it out.
That mouth, that's why it's going.
Yeah. Doesn't even realize, stupid mouth. You're going to wake up the sleeping guy.
Hal, put your laptop away.
All right, let's just take a break. You can hear from some other Max Fun shows. When we come back, we'll pick the best deadly sin.
Hi, I'm Janet Varney, and like many of you, brand new sentient robots excluded, I used to be a teenager. In fact, just about all of my friends were, too, including folks like comedian Danielle Radford.
And of course, all of us, you take on that theater accent, and our teacher would say, no, that isn't how people talk.
Right.
Don't do the super theater kid accent. It's the worst. But so when I was doing theater in high school, of course, I immediately was talking about being in the theater.
So join me every week on the JV Club podcast, where I speak with my favorite women artists, innovators, and humans as we reminisce about the past and how it led us to becoming who we are. Find it every Thursday on Maximum Fun.
Macho Man to the top rope. The flying elbow. The cover. We've got a new champion!
We're here with Macho Man Randy Savage after his big win to become the new world champion. What are you going to do now, Match?
I'm going to go listen to the newest episode of the Tights and Fights podcast, oh yeah.
Tell us more about this podcast.
It's the podcast of power, too sweet to be sour, funky like a monkey, woke discussions, man, and jokes about wrestlers' fashion choices, myself excluded, yeah.
I can't wait to listen.
Neither can I. You can find it Saturdays on Maximum Fun. Oh, yeah. Dig it.
All right. We're back.
All right. Now it's time to really hunker down.
Ooh, okay. I'm ready.
Were you emulating that weird mouth?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's get into the mood.
So we have three criteria. We're going to break it down by criteria.
Yes.
So let's start with which one of these do we think is the tamest, the most innocuous, the least. Am I using the word innocuous correctly?
Yeah.
Okay. I almost just picked it up and looked it up because I feel like.
Don't.
I am.
But, live by it. Live with it.
I'm such
live
a blowhard.
I think it might be sloth.
Well, look, sloth, you're not like wrath, you're hurting somebody.
Yes.
Envy is potentially dangerous and hurts people. Pride.
Yeah.
Pride and greed are all super self-focused. And, you know, those four feel way worse than gluttony, lust, and sloth.
Yeah. Although lust can create problems.
Lust can create problems.
In a relationship.
Sure.
And you succumb to lust, that's bad.
Yeah. But if you've found a partner whose lust level is the same as yours, then go nuts, rabbits. You know what I mean?
I worked with rabbits once.
No.
When I was doing stuff for Symantec.
Oh, yeah?
And I was, like, covered in – the whole thing was I was, like, laying by a cyclorama with bunnies all around me. And it – the
people – You never finished the sentence I was covered with.
Well, I was covered with rabbits.
Oh, okay.
Covered
okay,
with rabbits.
Thank
rabbits
God.
Rabbits were everywhere around me.
Okay. You had me worried for a second.
And the rabbits, like, nonstop.
Just
one of them would
sexing?
Be like – Yeah, it would be like – and it would be like this. It would be like – but faster than that, like, over and over again, and they kept having to cut, and the handlers would be like, "Stop that!" But you know, if you get there after 10 seconds, you're too late. It's done.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And were they make? They were just making little rabbits. By the time the shoot was over,
there were
just
9 million
covered
rabbits.
In
yeah.
tiny rabbits.
I was drowned. It was like a ball pit by the time it was done.
Sure, it's like, it's like in Deathly Hallows when if you touch the treasure, it multiplies.
Yeah. Exactly.
I feel like so we can eliminate from the tame ones wrath, envy, greed, and pride.
Yes. I would make the argument for sloth just because it is laziness, and laziness sucks to not get anything done. That said, of these 7 pictures, which is what I'm judging it by.
No, we're not just judging it by the pictures.
It's such a deep slumber. They're just like.
Yeah, he's just sleeping. Yeah, you know what? You're right. I didn't mean to knock the pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sloth seems like you can't hurt anybody.
Yeah, too busy being slothful.
I mean, gluttony, there's a, you know, I guess a pride or a selfishness to it. Lust is potentially problematic if your lust level is not the same as your partner's or your partner or partners.
Yeah.
But, I'd say sloth is probably the least problematic.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
so.
It's an excessive laziness or the failure to act and utilize one's talents. So it's just like, what a waste.
Yeah.
And yet, maybe nobody else is really getting hurt by it, but, you know.
Unless, you know, if you're not using your talents and you have this weird talent that, you know, you can invent teleportation and cure all diseases, but you're just like, I'd rather play PlayStation.
That's a waste.
Yeah.
But PlayStation
that is damaging.
Is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Shout out to my NBA 2K20 crew.
Yay. The thing about sloth, though, is you never know how deadly it is because you can't, you know, prove a negative.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Innocuous.
I don't know if there are people who – I don't know where the world could be.
Right.
If not for laziness.
We have no idea.
Or if there were no laziness.
And you can just imagine it'd be fine. Makes it innocuous. What's next?
The next category. Well, the two categories we have left are a little tougher. That was the appetizer.
Easy.
Do you want to do? Okay, I'll
that
think of it this
a
way.
Flaming cupcake.
That was the appetizer. Let's have the entree.
Yeah.
And the entree, I think, is deadliest.
Uh-oh.
And then dessert will be
which is the funnest way
to go.
If
these are deadly, which is the funnest way to go?
Okay.
But let's talk. The entree feels like deadliest sin.
Yeah.
I mean, pride cometh before the fall is.
Yeah.
The phrase.
I feel like it's got to be wrath, right? Isn't wrath the act of vengeance itself?
Yeah.
Like, it just seems like it's like a strong anger and hate towards another person.
This one is going to be not the three lessers. This is going to be of the 4 big ones.
Right.
Greed, envy, wrath, and pride.
Like, someone who's prideful commits a crime. You could say it was almost like sociopathic.
Yeah, I mean, there's a difference. Yeah, there's a difference between like being proud of yourself about something and pride, as in like, yeah.
Yeah. Like I hold myself above everybody else. You are meaningless to me. So like if I were to get rid of you or shut you out or do whatever, then
I mean,
it doesn't matter. But like having an anger, the crimes of passion would come from envy and wrath.
Right.
Right. Aren't those
– and those don't seem as deadly. Well, they seem deadly because those can ensnare everyone.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And seem like
– I think that greed and pride, it takes a certain kind of darkness in a person for those to be as deadly And I don't know if deadly means deadly to the person, like they're eventually going to bring you down, or deadly to the world.
I think of it as, I interpreted it as deadly to others.
Okay.
That's how I'm interpreting
okay,
it.
Okay. For this purposes of this category. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Deadliest to yourself would be, you know, gluttony, sloth.
Yeah.
But deadliest to others.
Sadness.
And sadness. And acedia.
Acelia.
The Acela Express.
Acidosis.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Acela.
Well, we both just went on strange little springboards, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah. I think that it's pretty deadly that anybody, wrath can get anybody. Yes. And anybody can become wrathful.
Yes.
And envy. Anybody can become envious.
Yes.
I mean, yes, anybody
can. It's easy to get you.
It's easy to get you, but I think the others can do more damage.
They can, but is the susceptibility to it one of the things that makes it so deadly?
Anybody could
get angry at any time.
Yeah, the susceptibility makes it deadly. I'm going to eliminate two of them, and I'm going to use a technique that we frown on this show.
Uh-oh.
And that is bringing, like, real-world politics into things.
Uh-oh.
That said, I think there's a certain person, and we all know who I'm talking about. I think
Gary Hart.
It's Gary Hart. I think that his envy and wrath are not going to do as much damage to this world as his pride and greed.
So you think that pride is sort of the grandparent of all of these? Because if you think you're the most important person, then you think everything belongs to you. That's great.
Right. I think of pride as, if pride is ultimate selfishness,
mm-hmm.
then yeah, I think that's got to be the most damaging to the world.
Okay.
Which is why both of those original list writers put it first.
All right. I can get down with pride as the deadliest. It makes sense. And it is sort of the progenitor of a lot of the other ones.
Yeah.
So that self, like that ultimate self-importance makes it pretty deadly.
Yeah. Ultimate self-importance, it seems like the root of envy, but I'm more important. I should have this thing or right. this person or this job or this whatever. Wrath. How dare you be an affront to me?
Yeah.
Greed. I deserve all of this. This should all be, you know. So yeah, I think that as far as deadliness goes, I think I got to go with pride as well.
I'm with you.
So we have one sloth, one pride. Now,
let me get a sloth and a pride.
Yeah. All right. What else you want? You get three.
Adam and Eve on a raft with pride, sloth. Hold the coal sloth.
All right. You want wit or without?
Without.
All right.
Whiz without. We got three.
Wait, without means without onion.
Garden
right?
hamsters. What?
Whiz. Did you say garden hamsters?
Yeah. I'm just coming.
Man, Philly cooks weird stuff. You know that's what some of those steak. Some of those places don't say 100% beef. It just says steak. Anything can make a steak.
It's just a wooden steak.
Yeah, which part of the cheese is the steak? It's got cheese steaks. All right, so our final one is, if this is a deadly sin and it's going to kill us,
yeah.
which one would be the most fun to die from? All right, so lust or gluttony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that
one, two, three, lust.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
I had a feeling. All right,
do a whole circular speaking, but we don't have that kind of time.
So our this is our third episode of the day, and true. It's very late.
We've done a great job.
It's after midnight now.
We should be proud of ourselves.
Yeah, we've done, and one of them was an epic, like 90-minute episode.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, sorry, you're getting a short episode this week. So it comes down to pride, lust, and sloth as the best deadly sin. I'm going to eliminate sloth. It's the one that can hurt the fewest people, but lust kind of fits in that category too, arguably, assuming consent. I guess that's the best way to put it.
Yes.
For lust, always assuming consent.
Right.
And mutuality.
Yes, of course.
Then that the innocuousness argument, both of those fill that as far as hurting other people go.
So then does it make sense that the best deadly sin is also the deadliest one? It's the best because it is sort of the one from whom all others flow? Or is it the one that's like the most good time?
Like that's – I guess that's the question like – like the wink, wink, nudge, nudge answer to what's the best deadly sin is, well, it's lust.
Yeah.
But if we're really looking at it, like the root of all of it, which I think we've gotten to, I think you're right, is pride.
Yeah. I think we're looking for which sin is best at its job.
Of being a deadly sin.
Deadly sin.
And in that, there's no real argument.
People of the world? I say people of the world. There used to be 8, and then there were 7. A little more bass. Thank you.
Bring it down.
Now that's too quiet. I could barely hear it.
I was actually bringing this down because it's after midnight.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. There's you do have neighbors. Ladies and gentlemen, when you're perusing the filthy, deadly sins and their instantly recognizable flaming logos, then you know that as sure as the mouth goes, as sure as the flaming cupcake that symbolizes our gluttony.
In a gravy boat.
The money bag of greed. The physics-defying sleeper that defines sloth. Shazam and Squinty McEmoji. That it's only the lion that we stole from another company's logo could possibly represent the very best sin, the most dangerous sin, the deadliest sin of all. Pride.
Asked and answered. All right. Everybody, if you're feeling it, come down to the front. Come down to the front and give us another topic, if you will. Reach out to us on Twitter at We Got This Tweets. Check out the Maximum Fun subreddit, or
you can email us at wegotthispodcast@gmail.com, or go join our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/WeGotThisPodcast. I'd like to send a blessing to our producer, Ken Bloom, the researcher, Kate McManus, the graphic designer, Uri Kilman, and QA engineer, Jennifer Alba.
And of course, I'd like to thank our musicians, Jonathan Dinestein and Mike Furman, for our score and theme song, respectively. And thanks to you, our congregation. If I could bring it down a little, congregation, I know that sometimes it's hard to avoid these 7 deadly sins. And these sins will bring us down. But you know what is keeping us together? Us, you, me, Hal, this show, the people of the world. This is what keeps us moving. And this is what we thank you for. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For Hal Loveland, I'm Mark Gagliardi.
And for Mark Gagliardi, I'm Hal Loveland. And don't worry, y'all.
We got this.
Amen.
We got this.
Boom.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.